History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to talk about something pretty cool here. So our friend Bill Brennan is in here with us this morning. There's the crowd, Bill.
Wow.
You see that? Equines for Freedom. And I see you have the shirt on, too. Tell us what that is.
Well, Equines for Freedom is a program for military and first responders who suffer from PTSD, anxiety, depression. Our program's foundation is EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, which is a proven evidence-based treatment for trauma. Everybody thinks you're riding ponies, but you're not.
Right.
The horses are part of your therapy. They're actually your partners. And, you know, I could speak very well about this. I've gone through the program there.
Yeah.
Phenomenal, phenomenal program. It's a non-judgmental environment. You work with an equine therapist. You work with an equine specialist who helps you, you know, learn about the horse. And you and the horse actually become one, and it helps you to heal.
Now, where is it? And, you know, we're going to have military people obviously listening right now. How do they learn more? Say this is something they want to do. Or let me ask you this. Say you're intimidated by horses. I mean, tell everybody, because it's funny, I've been around horses a little bit, not a lot. They're real friendly. They're real nice and stuff like that. So how do you get somebody comfortable?
Well, when you get in there, they actually, the equine specialist takes you out and you choose a horse, so the horse chooses you. In my instance, Tiger chose me.
Okay.
One of our horses there. To this day, when I still go up there, he comes trotting over and,
yeah.
You know, when I first started, I was like, oh, what's this voodoo,
you know,
but it really worked. You could go to equinesforfreedom.org and get more information that way. And there's a telephone number or a form you could fill out where you could get help. Now, all of our help is totally free.
Mm-hmm.
We do not charge for any of our services, and all of our services are totally anonymous as well. So, which kind of takes the sting out for a lot of people, because
they're
worried about, you know, the thought, oh, I have PTSD. Oh, he's getting treated for anxiety, depression. It's totally anonymous. Your name is never used. You're a number, just like the military. And that's it.
That's right. Only Tiger we know the name on right now.
Yes.
at that particular point. Where are you guys located?
We're located in Factoryville on Port Royal Road.
Okay. And then leave us before you leave. But is there a website they can go to? Or, like, how would they get information right now for anybody listening? And then we'll also keep that in here to give to anybody.
Equinesforfreedom.org.
All right. Excellent. Now, talk about the event you got coming up. We got a big country event, which is happening.
We do. We're doing our 10th birthday, which is November 8th. We're doing it at Shadowbrook in Tunkhannock. It marks our 10 years of doing this. It is a country hoedown.
Mm-hmm.
And Chewy is going to be DJing there.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome time. I'm really excited for it.
This is really neat. So if people want to go to this, and they should, because it's a great event. Is this one of your big fundraisers?
This is one of our biggest fundraisers this year, yes. Yeah.
How do people get tickets and how
they
do they make
that
happen?
They can go to equinesforfreedom.org. There's a little QR code. Click on it, and you can get your tickets that way.
So it's Saturday, November 8th, and it's happening from 5 to 10. That's dinner. I like the way you wrote this. And dancing till the cows come home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you got line dancers there, too.
Yes. It's going to be Whiskey Way.
Yeah, Whiskey Way. There's Christine, she's a really good friend of mine. So, yeah, she just actually texted me yesterday and said, oh, we're working together on the 8th. I said, absolutely.
Yeah. So you want to learn line dancing?
She actually spoke very highly of Chewy.
Oh, really? Well, everybody has their faults.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Well, we appreciate it, Bill. Thanks so much for coming in. We got the information here.
And it's also on the Froggy Facebook page if you want to check it out right now.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.